Hey, sweetness, this is Chris Johnson, and it's fucking July, and in a couple days is the fucking 4th. 4th of July. I don't give too much of a shit about 4th of July, to be honest with you. Like, I like the fact that it's a fucking holiday. I like the fact that I get a day off from work. Well, I get a day off from work now that I'm working fucking jobs that, like, give you a fucking day off for that. When I worked at fucking radio, I didn't get no fucking day off. Actually, I think I did get a day off for the 4th. I'm pretty sure I fucking did. I don't remember the fucking radio holidays anymore. So I probably did get off for the 4th. But if I was working at, like, the office store, I'm pretty sure I had to fucking be in there because there were a bunch of fucking sales. I fucking hate, like, 4th of July sales because, like, it'll be, like, freedom from high prices. You know what I mean? Just, like, dumb, douchey bullshit. Like, yeah, I fucking get it. I understand it. We're declaring your independence from being overcharged. Oh, that's fucking clever shit, asshole. Did you come up with that on your own? This time of year, though, I'm constantly reminded of my time in South Buffalo. I lived in the city for 6.5 years, and starting in fucking June, motherfuckers would blow off fireworks at any time of day. There was no fucking rhyme or reason to it. A fucking firecracker could go off at 8 a.m., shit could go off at midnight. You had no idea when it was fucking coming. You didn't know if it was going to be a single pop or like they just decided to light like a whole fucking pack. And I believe this is before the shit was like legalized. Like now I can go to the fucking grocery store and there's fucking fireworks all over the fucking place. That shit was banned in New York for a while. I used to have to go to like Pennsylvania. And I took one of those trips one day to Pennsylvania with my cousins to buy fireworks. It was like the scariest thing for a pussy like me anyway. Like there were like cops at the door like, are they going to know? Are they going to follow us back across state lines? Like we're smuggling cocaine or some shit. We're fucking mules. But nothing came of it. And then we just lit that shit off in the fucking backyard or something. I don't know. But I don't know how all these scumbags in the city constantly got their fucking fireworks. It just never stopped. They were just popped all goddamn day. And it was worse because the fucking windows were open. For the most part, I really enjoyed my time living in the city. But it was complicated. I was on the second floor and it got hot as balls up there. I was basically living in a fucking attic. Like, yeah, it was a two-family home, but it's not like there's a lot of fucking insulation up there. So, like, in the wintertime, it would get super fucking cold, but I didn't give a shit because of the radiant heat, and that was fine. But in the summertime, it would get so fucking hot, and you had to run, like, the fucking window AC units, and they were fine, but it was nowhere near as good as central air. So you're, like, confined to, like, specific rooms where the AC is. You don't really want to go in, like, the other rooms because it's too fucking hot. I got fans blowing all over the fucking house. It was a gigantic pain in the ass. So, like, if there was ever any fucking chance to keep the windows open, if the fucking weather was cool enough that I could open the windows and just blow the fans and not have to fucking run the AC units, because that motherfucking shit is expensive. I'm feeling that here, too, in the fucking central air that I got in my fucking current apartment. As a matter of fact, right fucking now, it's, like, 74 degrees in here. I got the fucking windows open, fans blowing and all that shit. So fucking parking lot people will hear me screaming shit. But, you know, that's the fucking price you gotta pay. I can afford my fucking AC bill, but, like, I don't want to afford my fucking AC bill. You know what I mean? Just because I can pay it doesn't mean I want to fucking pay it. But the problem with having the fucking windows open in the city, especially in the summertime, it was a fucking disaster, dude. There's always kids playing in the fucking street. These dickhead white trash motherfuckers that lived across the street, they had this fucking basketball hoop. And it was just, like, one of those, like, shitty hoops. Like, I mean, it's obviously not fucking regulation. You're dragging it around. They would, in addition to fucking fireworks, I'm assuming those dickheads are blasting the fucking fireworks too, they would bounce the goddamn basketball from morning until night. But I don't think they ever shot the ball. They just bounced the goddamn ball. They just dribbled all fucking day. What the fuck are you dribbling all fucking day? And motherfucker, if you're gonna dribble all day, shouldn't you have like a good handle? Like you shouldn't still look like a goofy white asshole out there dribbling the goddamn ball if you dribble it every fucking day all summer long. There was a park like a couple miles away with actual hoops, but they wouldn't go play at the hoops. Probably because they get their fucking shit pushed in there. So they just fucking bang the goddamn ball in the streets. A lot of weird shit would go down in the city. Like, stuff that you don't experience anywhere else. And I don't really understand why. Like, I've been around a lot of scumbags not in the city. I've had scumbag neighbors in the suburbs. I've had scumbag neighbors in apartments I've been in. But there's just something about the city where people are just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna light these fucking fireworks off right fucking here. Like, technically, it's not legal. You can't fucking do it. But I guess there's just, like, so many people around. They know, like, yeah, the cops ain't gonna give a shit. But, like, here in, like, the suburbs, there's, like, a fucking sign in my current apartment. It's like, no fucking fireworks. Can't blow that shit off. It's fucking illegal. I've not heard one fucking firework since I've fucking been here. I'm going on 5 years here now. They just obey the fucking signs. In the city, though, they don't give two shits about those fucking signs. They will do what they want when they want. A big part of me liked that. Just like, fuck it. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. I'm blowing off these fireworks. I don't care. I'm gonna bounce this goddamn ball in the street. I don't care. And maybe if those kids weren't such douchebags across the street, I wouldn't care. But it was a weird fucking family, dude. I like the kids more than the fucking parents. Just bald white asshole. It was the type of thing, like, if he was outside, I had to take out the garbage. Like, fuck it, I'll just take the garbage out next week. What possesses somebody just to light off fireworks at any time of day? I did that shit when I was, like, a fucking kid, but, like, around the 4th. You just light that shit off around the 4th. Or, like, if you're being a dick, you know, throw them in the fucking frying pan or something, make a loud noise in the living room. Scare the shit out of somebody. When I was a kid, like, if I had fireworks as a kid, just those shitty firecrackers that you'd light, I wanted to blow that shit up as soon as possible. I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't get it in June and think like, I want to light off a firecracker a day for a fucking month until we get to the 4th. And if you thought like the firecracker stopped on the 4th, they didn't stop. They got more crazy on the 4th because you see like Roman candles in the street and shit, which was also fucking crazy. Like, these houses are close together. There's fucking trees lining the streets. Should we really be fucking lighting this shit off? If one of these trees catches, the whole goddamn block's going up. It was always like a terrifying thing for me. And I park in the fucking street. Get that goddamn candle away from my fucking car. It's insanity. So the fireworks would start like early June. They would crescendo on the 4th, and then you'd have like a nice cool down. You'd still fucking hear fireworks for like another 2-3 weeks after that. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, all the big podcasting sites, wherever the fuck you want. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode's there. Website, app, whatever the fuck. I'm also on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hate You. This podcast is going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you, if that shit's your bag. And for photos, videos, that's at Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.